Thank you and good morning. New water use restrictions and conservation efforts ordered by the governor's office have prompted a response from officials in Humboldt County. At today's supervisors' meeting, the board will approve a letter to be sent to the State Water Resources Control Board, which will request that Humboldt County and the Humboldt Bay Municipal Water District be exempted from the new mandatory water reduction order. The letter directs the county's lobbying firm to advocate on its behalf, and that by complying with the latest orders, it would lead to a loss of revenue for the water district, as well as less water to be released from Ruth Lake, which would harm fish stocks. Humboldt County is one of the few in the state to have more water than it needs, and the water district has lobbied to be exempt from previous water reduction orders in the past. Supervisor Rex Bone has asked the board to authorize a letter asserting the board's support for an expansion of the biomass fuel program that is aimed at getting the state to use more renewable fuel sources for power generation, and our region is home to an awful lot of biomass. The letter is in support of Assembly Bill 590, which would divert money from the state's Greenhouse Gas Reduction Fund to support the harvesting of biomass, including enforced slash, undergrowth clearing, used wood, and agricultural waste, among other forest products to be used to power electrical generators. The board is also expected to approve the reappointment of Headwaters Fund board member Cedar Rubin for another term. They will also begin the recruitment effort to replace Lee Pierre Etker, who has decided to not seek reappointment to the Headwaters Fund board. The Sheriff's Office is asking for the public's help in locating two suspects who are wanted in connection with a robbery attempt and a subsequent hit-and-run incident in Garberville last week. An employee at a business on Redwood Drive found a woman trying to cut the chain on a pair of pants on display on the sidewalk in front of the store, and after confronting her, watched as she got into a gold or beige-colored mid-90s-era four-door sedan. The employee said that the male driver then forced him to jump onto the hood of the car as the driver sped from the scene. A license plate number similar to 6YW666 was reported for the car. The male suspect is described as an adult white male in his 20s with an average build, blonde hair, and blue eyes. The woman was described as an adult white female, heavy set, about 5'10", with brown hair. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. The City of Arcata will host a groundbreaking ceremony on Wednesday afternoon at 3 o'clock to kick off the construction work for the next segment of the Rails to Trails project. The next trail segment will run from Shea Park in Northtown through the city along L Street and Alliance Road and finish up just north of Samoa Boulevard. Traffic controls and detours will be in place during the work, which will run through October. In addition to the trail groundbreaking, the city will also break ground on the Foster Avenue extension that will connect Sunset Avenue to Alliance Road. The work will entail a new road surface, new sidewalks and curbs, along with new signs and wastewater and stormwater drains. Both groundbreaking ceremonies will be held at Shea Park. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The impacts of marijuana cultivation and the black market that supports it are well known in Humboldt County. It's the folks in Sacramento who are finally paying closer attention now that legalization of both possession and cultivation are getting closer to reality. Supervisor Mark Lovelace pointed out that we are not reinventing the wheel when it comes to regulating industry. We already know how to do that.
We know how to regulate alcohol. We know how to regulate tobacco. We know how to regulate environmental impacts on, you know, of land use activities for logging, for mining, for ranching, for whatever. We regulate herbicides, pesticides, water diversions, all of these different things. We know how to do every single thing we need to do with this.
Lovelace argues that it's the legislature that needs to be out in front of the issue and that a solid legal and regulatory framework needs to be in place before any legalization efforts reach the ballot.
The initiative process is a very poor way to craft legislation or to approve legislation because it has to be so complex. So that's why I'm really hopeful that with this mad rush to create something this year, that something will get through the legislature to create a regulatory program. So the only question left for the voters is, should we legalize it or not?
It's expected that a ballot initiative legalizing the possession of marijuana will appear on the 2016 ballot, and it's expected to pass this time around. And that's the news on this Tuesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.